100 Mile House's Girl Guides troupe has a slate of new leaders looking to guide the program into the future. Last year, several longtime local Girl Guide leaders, including Bernice Enns, announced their retirement after, in some cases, decades of running the program. Several women have since stepped up to run the program, including Shelby Beyer, 100 Mile House's unit guider for the Embers and the new district commissioner for the Girls Guides of Canada South Cariboo District. There was a mom on Facebook who posted that they needed new volunteers. "I grew up in Girl Guides, so I was definitely interested in volunteering," Beyer said. "We met for most of the summer to get ready for it. The previous leaders did an amazing job paving the way for us, and they did such a great job keeping guiding in the community, and we really want to honor that." Beyer said this year is her first time volunteering with Girl Guides as an adult, which has been a bit more time-consuming than she thought it would be. "There's also been a steep learning curve for her and the other new leaders, as there are a lot of moving pieces to manage. Despite that, however, she has found the experience to be wonderful so far," noting she really enjoys working with the girls to create weekly activities. Beyer added that she and the other leaders are very passionate and excited for the girls to have adventures with them. "As an adult, I'm a big fan of the guiding traditions, and guiding has evolved over the years. My favorite part has been sharing my favorite guiding traditions with the girls," Beyer remarked. "It is girl-led, so whatever the girls want to do, we try to make happen." Right now, Beyer said they have 3 Embers, 16 Girl Guides, 4 Pathfinders, and 1 Ranger signed up for the program. At the moment, she said they are still short on volunteers and would welcome anyone looking to help out on a part-time or casual basis. "One thing that is also different this year is Girl Guide cookies. Because the wider Girl Guides organization wasn't sure last year if 100 Mile House's troop would be active, they didn't send them as many cookies as they usually do this fall." Beyer said this means supplies are limited. "We will have more in the spring, but if you like the chocolate mint cookies when you find them, definitely get some." Anyone looking for more information can reach out to Beyer and the other leaders by emailing 100milegirlguides@gmail.com. Anyone looking to sign up can do so through girlguides.ca. The guides meet every Tuesday at the Horse Lake Training Center.